Was that the ear doctor? The ear doctor you had to go to.
What?
What kind of doctor? Yeah. Is that the bladder?
No, geriatric is for the elderly.
Oh, okay. That's such a complex word just to say old people. That's a very complex word.
Sam?
Yes. Sitting in an English garden, waiting for the sun. If the sun don't come, you get the tent from standing in an English rain. I am the Eggman, they are the Eggman. I am the Walrus, Kruger. The choking smokers, don't you think the Joker laughs at you? See how they smile like pigs in the sky, see how they hide. I'm crying. Suddenly the culture climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Adventure penguins singing Hare Krishna, man, you should have seen them kicking and growling. Oh, I am the Eggman. They are the Eggman. I'm the Walrus, Kruger, Gajo. Bud?
Hi.
How are you, Alex?
I'm doing well myself. Got to study a little bit and do some work today. Can't complain in that sense. Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp.
He's a quack.
Why this time? What did he do now?
He's
insane. Who's crazier?
He's a little lost.
That guy has got a screw or two loose missing, believe you me. I happen to have not thought he was so bad in prior times, but Poppy liked him too. I don't know about you. I don't think...
I never liked him.
I think that he actually got worse over the years, and even if he was some type of way in the past, now it's gotten to a point of no comprehension. He's totally lost it. Brother, I swear to you.
It's not normal, honey. He's a sick man.
What happened with him and his girlfriend?
What, honey?
What happened with him and his wife?
What was he like?
His wife.
He never followed him.
Wife. Wife.
He is wife.
Wife. He has an ex. Marks the spot. Ex-wife.
He is an actor.
Oh, you don't know about his ex?
No, what happened?
Oh, Amber Heard is the name she goes by. In the dark, deep preaches depths of the Atlantic Ocean is where she resides.
Who was this?
Amber was the prettiest of all the girls at the dance. And he gave her his hand in marriage when the guardians of the Faintly Hollows stormed her beaches and raided her town, is when she flocked to escape from the horrible trenches of an escaped hogwashed island out in the somewhere by the Caribbean. A Texas gal at that. She's good, actually, Amber, but she dated Depp, and then they had the most beautiful marriage of them all. To sail the seven seas would not do it justice, and all the booty and prize in the world you could not give to someone who had a better marriage than Depp and this woman, Amber. To think it would be so well that a Disney's very own adventurer across the world, the Marco Polo of windows. He was just so
what?
Excessive.
Where'd you read this?
He was brilliant. Everywhere.
Oh.
What happened was Molly, after he went on with all of his stuff and he got as much rum that the runners of the world could assume, and he fired every cannon that had to be godforsaken let off in all of Neptune's dang abyss. He even cremated Hunter through one of those icicles.
What does it matter?
He went on with his wife right there. And although she was a lion son of a bitch, believe you me, they had their problems. And on the below deck is where it started. He hurled a million crates of booze at her. Rosé, to be specific, I think. Maybe a Sauvignon Blanc, if she was feeling blanco. What he did after that, no. He psychologically abused Amber for weeks and weeks at a time, as if no pirate had perpetrated a Blackbeard type before, type of candlelit funeral procession on the wide open sea. Now, a shark attack wouldn't be able to match what had thou been forsaken with this dear girl's heart that was eaten and breaking. God, you need to cage the wild animal. Set him away and make this beast stop it. He abused her and threw things at her and threatened her life. In return, she cheated on him and it was a lying son of a bitch. Said that he... She said... I'm sorry, my love. I don't want to. But do you get the general point of the story of what type of guy he was like? So
I never liked him.
I stopped watching his movies after that. And now she dates Elon Musk. No, they broke up too. She went to Elon Musk after, which engaged Depp and so-called Musk in a boxing match of sorts. They're now in a head-to-head duelist, if you will, on the entire subject matter approach. He's going to duel Elon Musk one day in boxing, I think. Elon said it was a joke at some point, but you don't get over a girl like Amber without a boxing match. So that's just what the girl does. A beautiful girl, but she got blacklisted in Hollywood after these horrible things to do to someone.
Where'd you read this?
That was on Joe Rogan. That
it
last part.
Where?
For, the gossip about his divorce is on UK.mailco, People Magazine, and, maybe Insider Edition. But the complex Elon Musk aspect I got from Joe Rogan. Do you know Joe Rogan?
Do I know?
Sorry.
What are you doing?
I have a little bit of mucus, love.
You what, honey?
Mucus. Mucus.
I don't hear you. What are you saying?
Mucus?
Did you eat yet?
Not yet. I had a couple bits of cookies. I feel
did
very...
Did you have a nice time with the... Yeah, he made good chicken.
Why would I have a nice time? Joe got hit by a car.
Oh, dear God. Oh, my God. It's terrible. No,
you weren't there. Guys and their girlfriends, and then he was harassing two guys. And I said, did you get with any of the girls? And he said, no, we were just rolling on the floor making asses of ourselves. That's why he didn't get with any of the girls.
Where is she living?
Close to me, actually. I don't know if she'll contact me after this, but she seems to want to stay close to me. She asked me if I needed a roommate.
She asked you if you need one.
A room?
Alex, what are you saying, sweetheart?
She wants to move in with
us. He wants to move in with us?
No, she asked me what my living situation would be like.
She asked you?
Yeah.
If you want to move in?
It's just his ex-girlfriend.
His girlfriend?
The girl.
Harrison's girlfriend? Asked you if you want to move in with her?
Yeah, why not?
Are you out of your mind? Where is she living?
I'm just kidding, but
oh, Alice. What are you lying?
I'm just kidding. We're just joking. You should have came.
You
deserve it.
When you say no
joke. No, you missed it this weekend. You didn't. No, stop it.
Why do you tell me things like that? That's not good for me to hear. She's not a nice person.
I know, she sucks. I hate her. Are you going? Don't cry. Did I just start? Tell me. Open up to me. You're being too closed off.
Alex.
You're being too closed off. You were about to cry. We have to discuss that.
Did you go home?
Don't cry.
Huh?
Don't cry.
I'm not crying.
Okay.
Did you go home with Harrison Saturday night? And Sunday night?
Yeah, we had a good trip.
What time did you get home? It must have been
yeah,
late.
We got home so late. And I say to Harrison, this isn't a joke. No joking required, but you might laugh at it because I see all these homeless people and vagrants. I say, Harrison, let's run quick. And then he says, stop being such a baby. And then we see a thing of rats. And I'm like, come on, let's run. And then he says, ew, the rats, let's get away. And he makes me run across the street for the rats. I'm like, you're scared about the rats and not the fucking druggie with the knife across the street? What the fuck? He says, don't look at people and don't make them bother. He, like, tried to make me feel bad that I've been, like, chased by people in the past.
You pick them up?
The rats?
The rats?
No! I just wanted to walk on that street. Like, he... No, he's... I tried to cross the street because of the gangsters on our side. And then he wants to cross because the rats are on the side. And then I say, you're more concerned about the rats than our own public safety. And then he says, you're more concerned about these black guys than our public health. He said he doesn't want the rats to give him coronavirus. He said they carry it. I don't know. I was scared. It was 11:30. You know who's out at 11:30? The delivery guys and then the people who beat up the delivery guys. All the homeless guys spread out on the street. They, like, fucking come out after 8 p.m. when it gets dark and the people vacate.
Oh my God.
So I said, Harrison, let's go to this side. He's, like, making fun of me for wanting to just be safe and be on that side of the street. And then he's like, the rats! He runs away from the rats on that side.
Oh, my God.
I know. He says, I don't want coronavirus. He says, have you any idea, Godman, what these rats done be breathing out of their very crevices, what they will carry and give on to you? I say, I don't care, I'll leave my place. He's so concerned. All he does, weirdly, though, is tell me how he watches so many movies with Ali, and he hangs out with Ali so much. Like, watching
movies. He hangs out in her apartment?
They live together still, and she called him on his trip. And she said, I just want you to have a good trip and you to be okay. He says, I know. I want you to have it too. And he just sounds so depressed and so fucked. Like, it sounds like how I sound when I'm getting fired from a job. And she's calling him, like, a couple times throughout the weekend. And when that thing happened to Joe, he called her first thing and said, Allie will know what to do. He called her immediately. And then Allie said, check his hands to see if he fell. Harrison said, Allie knows what to do, guys. Allie told us to check his hands in case his hands got scrapes on them. It was weird. I don't know that shitty ass advice. What is she telling him? Check his head to see if his head is cracked.
Oh,
Alan,
are you making this up?
That's why, dude. I'm sorry, I told you the little joke about... You asked me the thing before, and that sounded funny, so I said it. Everything I've told you from this point is true. I swear my fucking life. I swear to God. I'm sorry, bro. I swear to God, everything I just said was true. What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
He's still living with us?
Yes! Yes.
He didn't move out yet?
Two more months. And she's moving to 77th Street and First Avenue, about 15 or 20 blocks away from where they live now.
The meantime, she's living with him.
She hangs out with him every night, and the first thing when happened to Joe, he called her, and then he said, Allie has good advice to check his hands. I swear, I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I hate her.
I don't know, honey. I don't know what the world's crazy.
literally speechless from my soliloquy. You can't even take care of yourself, and I'm asking you to solve the world's problem of some lying bitch and a couple Toms and Harrys. Literally, the world is out against us. Why are these people, my boss and this girl, so mean to... Harrison says his boss is mean to him, too, and he wants to quit. Isn't that fucked? You should call him more. You called him 3 weird times, and he thought something was up. He said, Nani's calling me a lot. He didn't seem happy you called him 3 times, but I'm thinking,
Nani,
he'll... How often does Harrison call you? Give me an...
What did he say about me?
He said you called him 3 times to tell him to have Mom call you. And you never called me once, but you called him 3 times, and then he was complaining about it for like an hour.
That I called him?
He wanted to look good in front of you. But he also wanted you to stop calling, so he wanted...
I don't hear you, honey.
I'm sorry. Harrison wanted to look good in front of you while also have Mom call you so that you stop bothering him to get Mom... You called him about 3 times on Sunday to get Mom to call you because, of course, you wanted to hear about Joe.
So, did I do wrong?
It's more important than that.
He didn't like, he wasn't happy about it.
How often do you talk to him every week? Just tell me how often, because I need to.
I don't need you, Alan.
I just want to know how often he calls. How often does he call you a week? Because he told me a number, and I need to know if it's right. How often does he call you?
He didn't sound like he was annoyed with me. He was very good on the phone.
How often does he call you?
I think I called about 2 times.
2 times all year?
What, honey?
How often does he call you a week?
Harrison?
Yeah.
I called him.
No, every week.
Every day? No, I call him.
Every week.
Oh, I call him once a week.
Does he call you? Does he call you?
Yeah, he doesn't like it.
No, does he call you?
What?
Does he call you?
He doesn't like it, honey?
No, I'm asking if he calls you.
I don't know
when
you're lying or
you're making. No, I'll tell you what he said. I'll tell you what he said if you give me the answer. Does he call you once a month or does he call you once a week? Just tell me and I'll tell you what he said.
He's always very pleasant to me on the phone.
Does he call you once a week or once a month?
Alex, how are you doing?
He said he calls you once a week. Is that right?
He calls me once a week?
Yeah, he said that to us.
Yeah, I'd say once a week.
Alright.
Is that alright?
Yeah, I guess. I like to sing to you, though, but it's whatever.
Oh, honey. When are you
going to... I make you exhausted with these phone calls.
I don't hear you well.
Yes, you do.
No, not really, honey.
You're lying, love. It's quite fun.
No, I'm not lying.
We don't have to go into games. I know you play memory games with whatnots. We don't need to have unpleasantries. So much fun, though. So many fun times. He's paying me, but not for much longer. So.
He's gonna pay you longer?
A little bit. Little bit longer. And that's it.
Pardon me?
A little bit longer. A little bit longer.
You have enough work to do during the day?
I code.
Oh, you're coding?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
You gotta learn it. You're
yeah, I have to learn it.
And you got food?
These questions are basic. We need to be advanced. I spoke to Juliet, and we had a lovely conversation a couple days ago.
Oh.
Yeah, a lovely... Juliet messaged me and Harrison and asked how Joe was. And I sent a long, long, long writing to her, to the three back of us, to let her know what happened. And then she said, oh my God. And then I sent another long thing. I write more. And then Juliet said, thank you so much. And then Juliet contacted me privately in a separate one from the one with me, her, and Harrison. And personally, she messaged me. And then we had another good talk, more and more. And then Harrison...
What were you talking about?
About you. And then just...
Really?
Yeah, everyone loves you. And, also good things. Not just you, though. We spoke about Joe. She wanted to know what happened. And then I don't know if I wished her luck on the second child yet, but I sent, like, hearts and kisses for her family always. Everyone loves you, Noni.
Including you.
You think I don't and I'm trying to murder your ego?
Did you really talk to her?
Yeah, I swear my life. You could ask her.
Alright. What did she have to say?
She loves you so much.
She wants another baby.
Yeah. I don't know.
Did she tell you?
Yeah. You don't have to get wise guy Guido, bro. Like, are you trying to be, like, the master manipulator or something? Like, always...
Oh,
like,
no, honey.
I know. You're not. It's cool. No one is. We have a very pleasant family, and the fact we all get along, that we still talk to each other at this age, it's a nice thing. So, Harrison came in and responded. He responded with... Harrison said, yeah, He said, Joe is starting to feel more pain now, so I'm sure he'll get worse in a couple of days. And he said, I'll definitely keep you updated in the coming weeks. And then Juliet said, thank you. And then me and her talked a little more privately. Like, Harrison kind of didn't, like, seem like he wanted to talk. All he said was, I'm sure Joe will feel a lot more pain in a couple of days. It was, like, kind of an off thing to say. Like, it didn't even sound like he was concerned about Joe, like, not feeling better. But then he said, we'll talk in the, like, I was writing paragraphs and paragraphs. I was sending so much textual messages to Julia and then back and forth. And then Harrison basically said two sentences, and one was kind of like a mean joke. And then the second one basically said that he will talk to her in the future or something, even though she knows he never hits her up. So, but maybe he does. That's why I want their relationship to be okay. Because he didn't seem like... He's very stressed with his job and being single. Harrison.
He's very stressed.
It comes out when he interacts with people. So Juliet thought that it seemed as though he didn't care about her. That he was acting inconsiderate in the message. He's just very stressed. That's how it's coming off right now. In all the ways that he speaks. Just a little bit hung up. Could you blame him? What this world's done to the poor boy, chew them up, spit them out, shout out the other side. Don't ever question my love and loyalty for you. Anything I do on this earth is to preserve Noni's well-being and to extend your life. If I could make you, dear Granny, live 110 more years, I put you on a pedestal and crown you queen of all that is good and holy. No one I care more about than my gosh darn damn family. I love these people to death, and I wouldn't go other than beyond every inch and ancy of the entire gosh darn earth to do anything for the people I love. Theatrics aside, I want to go back to the old times when family could hang out and watch Curb Your Enthusiasm and have fun. Now breakups, and we thought we had the nice boy, Harrison had the job, it was so good and happy, and the apartment with the furniture, match made in heaven, to think we'll all be good, that and the other. After that breakup, I have my horrible things and my trade of luck, soon to be jobless and streetless, with all of my homo friends, all up on the street. Been having a very struggling time in New York City with getting all of the, you know.
I don't hear you.
Having people be nice to me in the city. People are very mean here, the girls and the guys. And I'm extremely lonely here. I just have no one. I'm all apart from my family and I miss people very much. And nothing seems to be okay. And Joe's getting hit, attacked by cars and whatnot. I just hope this is for my poor mother. It all falls on her shoulders, end of the day. It's a real tragic horror story that you'd be leaving. So all she needs in my mom's entire life is to be stress relieved. And the only way at this point she could be stress relieved is to, one, have Harrison not be crying over Allie anymore. To have me find a girlfriend or move into somewhere sane, be happy. And also to have you out there in the Hamptons with her. So, if I am the shepherd, and you are the weak one, then God have mighty as the Holy Ghost, I lead you out to the valley of darkness, and the shepherd walks kind, clenching his shift. And then I, with Mr. 9mm over here, the only mofos that ever had to hear this were about to be into some real ish. I tell you that, I'm sorry for the theatrics, I'm just practicing some storytelling, comedic writing stuff, but I really do mean you going out to the Hamptons with your daughter and her family would make all the difference in that woman's poor life, and by you not going and then calling her up so selfishly to say, it was a long weekend, I should have came, I don't know what to do, I'm so upset. To make her feel guilty that you are alone and that she should feel some sympathy that you couldn't be out there with her or with family and just suffering in a room on a long weekend. Then it's extremely deviously inept, inconsideroso, credibility to credibly discount and on hemispheric emphasis. It really made all the difference in the world of such a might to not be hitherto forced. The way, Molly, that it hurts her is like a way you never would have even known by you not being there.
I don't hear you now, honey.
The way it hurts her, if you only would have known.
I should have been with Mommy.
And never leave it a time where you'll never not be with her again when she asks you to go be with her. Because in this cruel, sick world, the only thing that actually makes her feel better, one of three things, is you being out there with her. So never, and never make it again. That mistake that you did on So Do, we all knew about it, and forget about it. It will not be thrice. Until we doubt it. You think we can get around it? What do you say about it?
Alex, I don't quite understand.
Sorry, I think you know.
Tell me quickly, in brief, I should have been with Mommy.
Yeah, so just, no. Just come out anytime she asks you to come out, because you'll be... We'll be dead soon anyway, so it's going to matter now and not then. You get it?
I should go out every time she asks me?
Si, senorina, that will be the key to us living a beautiful, safer, kinder life.
Honey, I would have been in her way.
You're such a whiner.
Mommy doesn't feel that way. She likes when I come out, but she's not mad at me that I don't go out.
You're delusional, Granny, and we all are in this family, so join
we
the club.
Are what?
Delusional.
We are what?
Delusional.
I didn't hear that.
Delusional.
What is the word you're saying?
Delusional.
Evil?
Yes, delusional.
Alex, what are you saying, honey? I don't hear you.
Sorry. Alright, I'll talk to you in the
other room. Words, I should have been with mommy.
Uh-huh. You got it, bingo. Hit the nail. How'd you pin the tail? Gwanny, Fanny, Sweaty.
Talking to the phone.
I am super ready. I'll give you a song to send off.
No, honey, I'm gonna go to bed.
I know.
I'm tired.
I got you. Alright, you go to bed and rest your eyes.
When am I gonna see you?
Yeah, so you'll come out every time and then we'll all see each other. Is that okay?
What did you say?
Okay, good.
When I'm gonna come out every time?
If you don't play games.
Alex, I don't hear you, honey.
Hustler, baby.
Pardon me?
No. All right, one song and then bedtime, and then how about that? All right.
I don't. You'll have to tell me what you said tonight. I don't know what you're talking about. The mommy, I should have been with mommy.
Yeah. Is that cool?
Who said that?
Me.
You?
Me. What? Loud and clear.
I would have passed out.
Why?
Stay busy, stay woke.
No, you
wouldn't. Key to stay on top of things.
You take yourself to be so weak. Have strength. You're strong, no.
I've got three things. Just stay home.
Strong woman.
Yo, I wanna know why you on top. Yo, I wanna know why you on top. Let me tell you bro, why I came from the bottom of the top. When I was born, it was hard. I was never gonna be shit. Shit, I grew up to sit on this. Time to get my ride on. As I'm proud, show me how to drink. Here, get these chips. I've been making them 7 months warm. So I'm listening about that mix. Graduating to the breaking low. Saturation, my adventure is yours. Don't you dare be like a schoolboy. Crushing nearly, nearly empty your head. Drip, drip, drip. That's how schoolboy got whipped in. I got all the songs. Trip, trip, trip. True boy shit, and we're gonna play some. There's no risk, I'll play with father and get back. Calling with Mark, and I'm on earth. I play where you get it back, so I finally got my turn. And I'm on top in the spot that I earned this night. This is my pain and my struggle, the song and the scene. To you, it's my everything. My first mouth, my last in my last play. My thirst and my first is the same as my king. This is the joy in my weakness and laughter and grace. To you, it's my every. Like whenever I'm in the limo, like when I'm just going to the demo. Like a season to be fed and I got loose in a rental. Back when I was shooting, the whole problem is the whole last of all. When you came back, you thought that you would never make it this far. You knew the adventures of the life you had it. No time, you didn't give it. Ain't no half stepping, ain't no, so no slipping. My struggle, the song that it sings to you, it's my everything.
Treat my first like my last, like my first thing, my first and the first like the same as when I came. It's my joy and my tears and my laughter it brings to you, it's my everything. Treat my first like my last and my last like my first and my first like the same as when I came. Alright, love. Alright. Sending you off on a love of ages. You are the best grandma in the whole wide world. I joke with you. We have times and good feelings, but nothing will ever make me happier than the moments I still have with you. And we'll leave it at that. That was from the heart. Sure. I'm gonna make mac and cheese. Cooking. This is the first time I've cooked in 3 months. Oh, that's Jay-Z. Kanye West sent me. Ex-mentor. Yeah. I know, I love you so much. It was good talking to you and speak to you tomorrow.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Let me know if there's anything you have questions on tomorrow that I could clear up about our talk today. We covered a lot. Awesome.
All right, dear. Be well.
Love you too.
Good night, darling. Love you.
All my heart. Sweet dreams. I hope she doesn't die of a heart attack because I told her some really fucked news. She's not gonna die, guys, right? Oh.
How many of you guys think my grandma is pretty cool? Thought so. Oh well.
Could be so much worse. There's so much more I don't know about. I shouldn't be a know-it-all and think that because I've had luck in the past, I could pick stocks. It's ridiculous.
You know that with options... Let me say two things.
I'm not going to be buying
like,
things for a while, but yes, please.
you know, with like an options that if you put down 20 grand, you could lose all 20 grand.
Right.
But the ceiling is unlimited, right? You can go up. But you know, with futures, if you bet 20 grand, you could end up owing another 20 grand. That's why futures are so risky.
Even in an ETF, you could owe money.
It's a future. You bought a future, not an ETF.
No. I bought an ETF that was a compilation of futures.
Yeah. I don't think that could go into the negatives.
No. That Joe, that's the thing. What was happening in like the negative oil, like I think it was correlating to this because it was those future contracts, but an ETF isn't going into the negative, it's just I know exactly how oil got into the negative. I could ever explain it to you if you want. I'll even do it on the clock, whatever.
I thought you said about a future option.
No, I'm sorry. I was buying ETF of futures, but I may as well have been buying futures because it was the average of the next 3 months of futures. So each month had 30%. So if one went negative like 30%, then it goes down at least 10% because it's a third of that ETF's ratio. It's just, that was the makeup. I thought buying an ETF that it would only go up in time. I didn't realize that future ETFs also go down in value. They dilute it through reverse splits to confuse people and make prices pop up even though you're losing 8 times the amount of stock. So that's what they were doing. It's really fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
It sucks. I just wish I knew.
You said you were feeling frustrated. It sounded like you felt a little depressed.
I was super depressed. I'm not suicidal. I really am never not. But I wanted to tell you that that's really how sad it makes. So I do have the capability of feeling. The only other time, Joe, really I get like that was with when like Maddie broke up with me or... I've had other girlfriends, and yeah, I felt that way a little bit, but the only times I really felt like jumping out the window was, like, just for a second, like, in the middle of the night, or if I wake up, like, once when Maddie broke up with me once or twice, and my high school girlfriend. So, honestly, that and losing all the money I've worked hard for a year or whatever, or six, it's really only, like, 2 months of money, but it feels like so much more because I pay rent and stuff, so, like, the amount in my savings. Yeah,
right.
It's probably like 6 months of work if you count like food and expenses and stuff. And yeah, it was 6 months of work for free. So that's.
So listen,
I felt useless.
Alex.
Yeah.
If you're interested in financial investments.
Yeah.
Like. What are you interested in? Are you looking?
I'm not doing anything right now. I honestly feel disgusted. Like, if it's so weird because I trusted this guy, Joe. What I was about to say was, if someone I knew that I trusted gave me an amazing pick and an amazing timing, yeah, I would do it. But like, this guy went to UPenn and he was hustling me for no reason at all, just because he wanted me to invest in something. So it's horrible. So I had major trust issues with like. Listening to people about it, but why? What were you going to say? Sorry.
Well, I was going to suggest, just like you're coming to see me to work on some issues after, you know, you and Maddie broke up, maybe this moment in time after losing some money, because you trusted a guy, now's a good time for you to maybe take a class on investments or to subscribe to, like, Kiplinger or Bloomberg.
Yeah.
Or Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
And start, like, reading up, because in a few months, if you have that money sitting around, it's a great time for people our age to buy when things are low.
The thing is, I knew a lot about investments. On the CPA, we have to know in detail options, futures, swaps. Swaps, do you know there's something called swaptions? No, it's just crazy. Like, I'm a CPA, so there's...
I gave up on that stuff.
I know, I can't do it either. I'd rather research things about, like, science and stuff. I do writing, I told you about, that really helps me. I'm honestly very committed to my job right now. I work a lot of hours for my job, and I'm just looking forward to seeing friends and family after, like, Corona's over. You know, investing, Joe, it's something I'd be interested in the future, and, like, I wish I could take advantage of an opportunity in the next, like, few months or whatever. I really just need to see, like, how the next... I need to go at least a month or two. Like, you know how, like, when Hillary Clinton lost the election, no one heard about her for, like, a year? That's kind of, like, where I'm at right now. I just feel so, like, sickened by the process. Do you know what I mean?
You want to take that much time off? Like, a year off?
No. Like, because I feel so guilty not taking advantage of, like, a huge dip in the market. But I also don't want to bet on the economy, like, going down. Like, I wish it would recover, but it probably won't. So, like, if there's a nice opportunity in 3 months, I would definitely do the research, but I just am not, like, able to do that at this time. Losing $7,000 hurts too much.
Well, you know,
it's stressful.
When I say long term, I don't mean like options or future.
I know,
you
mean ETFs and mutual funds. And
Or even like regular stock, like,
yeah.
Like all the...
Fortune 500.
All the banks right now are like down 10 to 20 points. Or
yeah.
Not all of them, but like I know Bank of America's down a good amount.
Yeah. The Dow Jones and S&P was down a whole third in the first month where the corona kicked into gear.
Yeah.
So I was actually, I was going to buy if it went a little, Dow was at 18.5, I was going to buy S&P 500 if the Dow went to 15,000. So I was waiting for like 3,500 more, and it just didn't, and I was talking to Michael the entire time when that was happening. Like every minute the market moved, we talked for like months and months. He knew I was very interested. His excuse was, I thought you were... researching oil stocks for months now, even though he was the only one who ever put oil into my head, and he called me a pussy for not buying oil as it was going. Oil was at $11, he told me a pussy, I was not for buying it, then went to negative, like, 30%. I'm like, let me buy this whatever I can. It's not that I'm gonna, like, bet it all in the house, but I've made very select and specific poor finance, and I told you, I was up, like, $80,000 in crypto, so that was really hard losing those unrealized gains. I was $20,000 invested in crypto, and at my highest, I was $80,000 in profit. Now I'm back to $20,000 net asset value. So the $80,000 unrealized, it's all gone. Fairy dust. It's whatever. I don't know. I just watch movies like Wall Street, The Wolf of Wall Street, The Big Shorts, stuff like that. I had an interest in this stuff always.
So few guys, though, that make that much money.
No, I don't think I'm going to make a millionaire. I was trying to get like double or I was trying to get easy money, bet the house, and get double or triple my investment. And I thought if something was getting out for negative money, Joe, how could you not? But it... didn't work out.
But Alex,
I got fraud.
So that doesn't happen that often where you can double or triple your money.
I know. That's why I was waiting like 4 years, and I thought this would be the golden opportunity. But there was like 300 million of other people who lost this just 1 week. So that's why we're kind of they're lawyers doing lawsuits for this company, and that's like the lawsuits that I'm part of now. It's just I'm definitely going to take a few months. But if you hear of any like not stock, but like I was going to say, like type of like writer or someone who actually does give very good advice or something, or if there was a timing thing, I would love to hear about it from you. It's just I can't like research it myself for the next like 1 or 2 months, you know.
I would look. I can give you some advice and some stuff to follow, but I don't know finance probably as well as you. I would follow the VIX right now. And if you're going to buy an option on that, do it like a week or two before the unemployment rates come out, because the VIX is going to probably skyrocket again, I'm guessing, early May. That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah, I was never honestly into stocks in that way. I was a value investor because I studied Warren Buffett a lot, where he understood the product in detail. So instead of like looking at the financial instruments, I was just studying oil and like looking at like its long-term demand and stuff like that. So like I actually don't know as much about like the timing of things and like what a news report will mean for the projection of the price and if how there are other things like when the stock splits or reverse splits, the price will go up or down. There's so much into it. It's like its own whole world. I always stayed out of it, but I knew that like if you buy a long-term fund that's a compilation of Fortune 500 companies when the economy is at an all-time low, then you're going to make out really well in the end. That was what I was trying to do, only now I was trying to get creative, and he said oil, it sounded...
Okay, crazy guy going to stop talking now. Chapter 3, final one. Joy.
I wanted to like structure it differently, where maybe we do like 2-hour sessions every 2 weeks, so it would be the same amount of thing that you wouldn't lose sessions with me, and I wouldn't lose sessions with you. I thought that might be an interesting thing because I didn't like appointments like every week, that weird thing I told you about. But now I'm not messing around. I'm not going to start playing around with like when I see you every week because of this recent life change I'm undergoing. But I'm trying to enroll in since I'm still officially with this company, I still have to like report to my thing this week, basically. I'm going to see if, like, they even want to, like, X me out sooner. I may want to do that so I can start getting on unemployment. But I just want to try out this new track I'm working on before I start, like, paying for, like, hefty clinics.
Well, you have insurance right now, so there are places that will take you.
Mm-hmm.
You pay, like, an in-network price.
So, like, now that I have no job, you're trying to get me to, like, go into a facility for, like, a month? The doctor...
Correct.
Booch method?
Yeah, exactly.
Ugh. Like, not... Aside from what my mom said about me not meeting, like, all people, like, because I would just... I don't know if that's true about that, but my mom's theory was, like, kind of with prison, you just become, like, more into that life, that you only know those types of people after that, because I only know a few drug users in my circle, and they're all clean now, they're both clean, so I would just be making all new friends, and they'd be all, like, drug friends or rehab friends, instead of, like, me going to, like, a new company, and me trying to make friends in that company and like moving to like a better area and making friends in that area. So just aside from that, I just don't like losing the control of not having my apartment and like not being around family or friend, like just going away.
It would just be for, you know, a few weeks out. How much longer are you going to have your insurance than your job?
My job's insurance is such shit. I think Medicaid's better. I think I need
that. You're Cigna. It's not. You have very good insurance.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Because I heard that I don't get reimbursed a dollar until I spend $4,000. Is that true?
know, when
I'm gonna call that a good insurance. That is my outwork benefits, and that's what every single person in my company gets. So we do not have the best benefits. We may have a good provider, but not the best benefits. Our designation. That's one thing I need to make clear, please. But yeah, I'm not trying to get snippy. I'm a bum now, so I don't have like.
How much longer do you have that insurance for?
I have no idea. But again, it's such trash. I think Medicaid is honestly better. Truly. I do.
What? How old are you, Alex?
All right, talking to me like a 5-year-old. I'm 26. Why?
Can you go on your mom's insurance? I believe 26 is
She had to take me off of it to do something or other that she has, like, some weird plan where it's just for her and it's for, like, old people who, like, may need, like, cancer or heart treatment or whatever. So it's, like, some specialized plan for her. I don't think that's an option, honestly. Like, not even trying to be difficult. That was a big deal for her that she wanted me off that. I could ask her if I wanted to ask, but... I think Medicaid's best. What?
Have you told your parents yet that you... lost your job? Are they aware?
Yeah, my mom was the first person I called. I love her. I don't want to like keep fucking. I mean, ironically, keeping important details the one thing that would break her heart the most. But I tell her everything. That's not from heroin. Yeah, it's bad.
Okay.
I know it's weird.
If you're open to additional treatment, how early are you open to going?
Maybe like. Ryan did it in, like, winter, and I think that's honestly a good time, maybe, like, November. It would honestly be a good time, like, right after Thanksgiving through before Christmas.
Okay, Alex.
Yeah.
That's like, months from now. Why do you want to wait so long?
Trying to get my life together, though. But I know it sounds retarded, because I lost my job for a lot of the drug reasons. But, like, I'm trying to see how much of a fighting chance I could put up before I throw the towel in. I like to see things through. I try to be a fighter about things. I don't know. Is that bad? Is that retarded?
Thick-headed?
Stupid?
Sounds pretty bad.
Ridiculous.
It sounds
the thing that all my other friends said to me, like, I'm not going to really be able to talk to you anymore, type that.
Your friends aren't talking to you anymore?
No one's talking to me except the one drug kid who was my friend my whole life. Not Ryan. Ryan's best friend. Who only became best friends with him through me. But he's the only one talking to me. Every single other one dead to me. Even before losing the job. Because of the way I acted on drugs and kind of screwing over people. Did I not tell you everyone dead to me? It was kind of recent, I guess. Yeah. Everyone cut me out, like, in the last few weeks. Yeah. It's fucked, dude. I saw rehab really change Ryan. It's crazy. But I don't want to give you false hope like I'm going to go to rehab tomorrow. It's just, I guess I have to stop being so thick-hearted about some idea and actually maybe think about it now because it literally helped Ryan so much. So
what's stopping you from going tomorrow?
I have a lot of the same reason why the guys in the life coach thing, like, they tried to get me, like, do the program and, like, do, like, the 72-hour program. I just wouldn't do it. I just wasn't in the mood. I'm very mood-based, that, like, moody, you know, temperamental. I'm not trying to do something. I'm usually never trying to do something that involves me, like, leaving the house or not being able to, like, have fun or, like, follow someone else's rules. I have issues with rules. It's fucked. That's
some
reasons why
I'm worried
so much.
That you're heading towards rock bottom.
Yeah.
I really am.
Yeah.
You're telling me most of your social support in your life has left you.
Well, I had my family, and they were always the most important thing. And the friends, like, it's all been, like, more fake things. I don't give a fuck about fake niggas. Like, they weren't cool to me, honestly. My mom, my grandma, my brother sent me a touching thing, how he'll help give me a haircut or something if I order the clippers and razor, that he's there for me. If I have my brother, my mom, and I have more people than just my brother, my mom, and... grandma, but I'm very fortunate if I just have those three people. I'm more family focused based than fake kids who, if they think I'm acting weird, they're just going to dead me. They say the drug thing, but it's really because they don't like me anymore. But I'm acting in a way that they don't like because I was on drugs. So it was because of the drugs. You're right.
So, I guess what I'm trying to get a point is that you keep saying you have control over this drug problem, but it's interfering with you in all areas of your life, and I'm really worried that you're not going to have a place to live soon, given that the economy is this bad. If you go on Medicaid, unemployment benefits are not the...
I know, they're stopping July 31st. Trump is such a cunt that it's literally ending just as the... What, you were so right. I thought the economy was going to pick back. Like, I predicted when we would open. I said the second the weather's nice, everyone's going to go out and break the distancing. Correct on that. But you were completely right also, in addition, that we're headed for a deep recession. Things only seem to be getting worse, like, for the grander economy that really hasn't been realized.
Alex?
Yeah?
I'm worried you're not going to have a place to live in a few months, and I'm worried you're going to...
My mom said, like, I could always live with her if I'm, like, literally homeless, but, like, she wants me to try and, like, just find a job and be on my own for a little bit. And
I think the best way for you to do that is to dedicate a few weeks of yourself in treatment.
It would be cooler if I learned software and then I did that. That would be, like, the role. I said this to the life coach guys, and they didn't like that either. I said I wanted to do, like, Objective A, which I'm actually still in the process of doing. But I said I wanted to do something, and then when I did that, I would do their class as, like, a promotion. That's, like, my rite of passage, whatever you want to call it. I know it sounds like a weaving a web, but it seems like a really, like, good thing to do once you took care of the hard part, which, like... If I find a new job and do the software and I find out, okay, you start the job in 3 weeks, that would literally be the perfect effing time to, like, run into rehab and do that.
Yeah, the only thing is, I'm worried that if you try to do the software, you're going to go through the same problems.
Well, I could try to learn it, and, like, the late you know, I, like, if I'm going to have, like, 80 or above average on my course after, like, the first, like, 2 weeks, like... I could, like, send you, like, transcripts to my course and really, like, I'm concerned about my productivity.
I'm not really asking for productivity or your grades. I'm sure you're more than capable of doing that. But
it's not even programming, it's database admin, so it's like some